Some of the old veterans of the BASS and FLW Tournament Trail were with us at the Bassmaster Classic. George Cochran, Tommy Biffle, and Larry Nixon had a lot to say. As part of the over 50 crowd, George Cochran is at the top of his game. Let's hear what he has to say about the upcoming year. Let's listen in.
Well, I feel good. I feel real good as far as physically. I feel like I'm on the top of my game. You know, some people say they peak fishing at 35 or 40 or 45. I really think that I have peaked at 55. I think that with my confidence and with the knowledge I have, I think I fish better now than ever before. One thing I've learned in 45 years of bass fishing, one thing, the most important thing is finding the fish and figuring out how to catch them and learning how to deal with weather and the other options that come into deal. And I really have a lot of confidence in that, and I think it's really showed in the last year or two.
Well, last year, phenomenal year. I mean, FLW Championship, then you go to Top Gun, you do real well there. You know, you just have one thing after another. Did well at the Classic. You know, had a few bumps last year, though. You know, a few bumps in the road, maybe, you know, not as happy a moment sometimes as you wanted them, but what a great year fishing-wise.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, winning the FLW Championship to me meant everything, mainly because it was at home, my family, all my friends at home, where I had the big crowds cheering for me, and then win all that money, which really made me like Forrest Gump. One thing I don't have to worry about is money for a while. But, you know, when you get 55 years old, win that kind of money to where I'm at ease at the Classic, you know, and I feel real good about this Classic. I had a good practice. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. I hope that the only thing that can mess me up is high winds. So I'm just hoping that we have pretty decent weather, and I can't wait for it to start.
That was George Cochran, FLW Tour Champion last year in 2005. We'll hear more from him this year, no doubt about it. Still a young guy, but with a lot of gray hair, Tommy Biffle talks about getting Grecian Formula as a new sponsor.
That's right. I'm going to win it one time before I retire. So that's been a goal of mine for ever since I've been fishing. I'm going to be the Bassmaster Classic champion. So I hope I don't have to fish till I'm 70. So I just hope I hope it hurry up and comes, you know. Denny, I think, won it after about 17, 18 years or something. So, you know, I just hope it comes pretty quick.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I started with you. You had dark black hair, and you don't have dark black hair anymore. Is this the fishing life or the deer hunting life, or what's causing this gray hair, man?
Oh, it's got to be the fishing. You know, I'm not that old. I'm not as old as I look. I'm just, now I'm 48, which, you know, I feel like I'm in my 20s. So got to be the stress and the wear and tear on you.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, you look around the room and you see a lot of guys now are getting this hair transplants and hair implants and all that kind of stuff. Well, you got plenty of hair left, so maybe the Grecian Formula is in your sponsorship lineup here soon.
That's a good idea. You know, I make fun of a lot of them. But, you know, the ones that's shaving and shining, and there's some shaving and shining, some using color. And, you know, Skeet, he looks like a pet lizard I had one time right now. So I've been giving him a lot of grief.
Well, I thought you came to Florida just to talk to me. That's not the case?
That'd not be the case.
Well, have a good tournament. Good luck to you.
Alrighty, thank you, Terry.
Don't be surprised if Tommy Biffle doesn't come out next year and win the Bassmaster Classic. We'll hear more from him as the season progresses. Larry Nixon and George Cochran are great friends, and Larry gives us some insight on how that friendship helped George this year.
Yeah, you've got me, I'll tell you right now. You know, we missed each other there for about 2 months because I was so busy hunting. And when I'm hunting, I don't like to talk to nobody. I just want to sleep and get up and go again.
Well, I thought, you know, if anybody'd get called, I would. But, you know, I guess I just didn't fit into your plans.
No, that don't fit into my plans. You know, I want that hunting bag and a big gun and my binoculars, and everything else is secondary.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and this has been a lot of classics for you, Larry. You've won the Classic, of course, and, you know, you think about the years that went by, and, you know, this Classic could be a last one for a while for you.
It really could. It's kind of ironic. You know, in 1977, I finished second in the Classic here on Lake Toho to Rick Klun, and here it is in 2006, and this could be my last Classic on the same lake. You know, that's odd.
That sure takes it, you know, takes it into perspective, doesn't it? I mean, you think about that, and all the years that have went through with all the great, you know, accomplishments that you've had, you know, winning the Angler of the Year and all those things that you've done over the years. You look back at it now, you're reminiscent when, you know, when you look at this thing, or are you moving forward?
Oh, I'm just moving forward. I'm not going to worry about the past and what's happened. You know, I'm at the age where I still love what I'm doing. I didn't want to quit. Believe me, I didn't want to quit. And I'm only going to fish. I'm not going to say I'm only going to fish five more years, but I wanted to fish BASS and FLW for five more years before I had to make that decision. And it was just kind of forced on me. So I'm not worried about it.
Let's talk a little bit about George. You guys are great friends. You practice together. You stay together. You've been great friends for a lot of years. George last year had a phenomenal year, and I know you were a motivational person for him because he also had some rough bumps in the road. You know, he's told me, and I know you think the same thing, you have to pull him through. That's what friends are for, right?
Well, yes, that's what friends are for, and when you get to be our age, every now and then you get down in the dumps, and maybe you're not on any fish, and sometimes you got to give each other a little help to get on down the road. And he had a fabulous year last year, and dadgummit, I had a pretty good year. I ain't too awful disappointed with my year last year. I wished I'd won that $500,000 he did, but you know, my hat's off to him. He did a great job.
Well, Larry, you know, if you've been around bass fishing as long as I have, you know, I'm 50 years old, you know, you're right, same age I am. Everything about bass fishing, in my recollection, had Larry Nixon in it. You know, is that something that, you know, you take a lot of pride in? Because I know the fans feel exactly the same way.
Oh, you better believe I take a lot of pride in it, because I know about probably 70% of the kids in this room right here learned a lot from me over their career, over the last few years. And there's no telling how many people out there in the United States and, well, actually Japan and Spain and everywhere else that has learned a lot from me in my career of bass fishing, because I never lied to them. I always took them right straight to the top and told them the little in-depth things that they didn't get from a lot of other people, and I take a lot of pride in it.
I got one final question that's been driving me crazy. You lived at Toledo Bend. You guided down there. Now you live in Bee Branch, Arkansas. Why did you make the move to Bee Branch, Arkansas?
Well, you're not going to believe it, but that's where I graduated from high school, was right there at Bee Branch at a little school called Southside. And I kind of wanted my kids to go to the same school I did. And when it came time for them to start going to school, we moved back to Arkansas. And not only that, but it was the biggest thing of all was that it was a centralized place in the country that had good air service out of Little Rock. And when I get in my car to go to a tournament, I can jump on the interstate and go in any direction, and that was the biggest thing.
Well, you know, you're one of the true legends of the sport and a great gentleman. Larry, I wish you the best of luck.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I still love Toledo Bend. I love Texas, and I might be back down there guiding a little bit here in about four or five more years. You never know what I'm going to do.
Tried and true and always honest, Larry Nixon, one of the true legends of our sport. From the Classic, this has been Terry Brown from Bass Fan Radio.